Welcome to Reinventing Professionals, a podcast hosted by industry analyst Ari Kaplan, which shares ideas, guidance, and perspectives from market leaders shaping the next generation of legal and professional services.
This is Ari Kaplan, and I am speaking today with Jamie Berry, the president of Evolver Legal Services, an e-discovery and litigation support services company. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Good, Ari. How are you? Hopefully you're doing well on this Wednesday afternoon.
I'm doing great. I'm honored to speak with you. So tell us about your background and your role at Evolver Legal Services.
I got my start in e-discovery in 2001. I was fresh out of law school, didn't know what I wanted to do, and I got lucky enough to land a temporary gig in what would later become DLA Piper's litigation support group. Was using summation to code and search medical charts for a large class action case. But I then parlayed that experience to become litigation support manager for DLA Piper. I've had various leadership roles at small and large ALSPs, and I finally landed as the president of Evolver Legal Solutions, managing the entire business for Evolver. It's been a great ride.
What distinguishes Evolver's approach to e-discovery?
Yeah, I think Evolver takes a pretty novel approach to e-discovery and legal services in general. It's a back-to-the-future style approach. Our focus and commitment is really to a consultative, really client service-centric partnership approach where we strive to really drive our clients towards outcomes that maximize the efficiencies and the effectiveness in regards to really speed, cost, accuracy, and last but certainly not least, security. I think our differentiator in a pretty crowded marketplace is the wealth of expertise that our team brings to bear and really the client service that really leads to a white glove and what I'd like to call a concierge approach that really listens to our clients first and foremost. I think we're really missing out on the listening skill that this industry was really built on, the collaboration both internally, but also externally with our clients. And that's really what we strive to do here at Evolver in the eDiscovery group.
How has client service changed in an era of emerging generative AI?
AI has really helped client service and everything really evolve to a point requiring client service really to become more of a validation and a collaboration when it comes to solution design. Effectively, it really makes it a two-wheeled car, right, that we're driving together with our clients. If you think back to the old days of driving school where you had the driving instructor that had some wheels and some pedals that they could help stop the car or turn it a little side to side if they needed to, certainly it complicates the landscape a little bit to a degree because some clients really expect it to be a silver bullet solution, but it certainly isn't that. It really is an iterative process that takes testing and validation, and then it takes more testing and validation to make sure that it's an accurate and effective solution. It's really similar to the early days of analytics when everybody heard this buzzword of analytics. Now everybody's hearing this buzzword of generative AI, and they think, just use that, right? And I can get to the answer faster and cheaply, and it'll be the right answer, right? You guys can do that, but it's not really what it is, right? It's this testing and validation approach that we all need to figure out collaboratively how we can bring that technology to bear too, just as we've done for the last 25 years in this business.
What are the most common challenges your clients are facing in litigation?
I think the common challenges, it really boils down to the same theme that we've always heard. It's really, can you do more quickly with less, right? That hasn't changed for the last 25 plus years in this industry. And when I say do more, I really mean more data types, more security regulations, more privacy concerns, more quickly, because this generation and the way society is with instant gratification and tighter timelines. And with less, we're always trying to deal with less resources and less money, less human capital. So the challenges really haven't changed. It's just, what does do more quickly with less really mean? That's what we have to constantly figure out.
How do you accommodate those requests for more with less in real time?
You got to be pretty innovative, right? You got to bring technology to bear. You got to be ready to fail fast and to take ownership of those failures and to be able to be agile and pivot. And you really have to make sure that you are working in, again, in a collaborative environment, leading with client service and not doing things in a black box. And you have to be ready to be able to bring the right technology solution that may not be off the shelf, that may be able to bring your expertise to bear for other clients, to be able to productize something that you've built before, you've used before for other clients, and make other folks feel the effectiveness of that solution.
You have served in various leadership positions throughout your career. How has leadership in legal shifted?
Probably if you ask anybody that question in leadership, people will point to the pandemic as a turning point in any type of leadership. But I think specific to legal, the remote workforce today has really provided a bit of a challenge in finding talent and managing the talent that you have, given everything else that's on people's plate, whether you're a caregiver or you're a teacher, or you have to figure out a way to get kids back and forth to school now that you may be working from home a couple of more days a week than you otherwise would have. Relationship changes. There are more people working in legal operations because that's now a position in an organization. You need to know procurement at that organization because they've taken over a role in the buying decision. And certainly with all the M&A that we've seen in this marketplace, you need to be able to speak a board's language. You need to be able to understand what makes a particular board tick, and you need to be able to market a business as opposed to just being able to market a service. And so leadership within legal, whether you are inside of an ALSP or leadership at the law firm level, it's really grown and evolved as opposed to just being able to hang a shingle and figure out how to drive revenue and drive growth in a business.
What skills are most important for your team members today?
Again, this goes back to something that I said earlier, Ari. The soft skills that I think people forget to me are most important, and they were probably most important 20 years ago. And I don't think that theme changes, right? The people skills, how to deal with people, how to effectively communicate and bring client service to people, how to infuse and really bring together technology and law and the legal ramifications of driving towards a solution, I think are important. And let's not forget privacy and data security and keeping those things at the forefront of any solution that you bring to bear. Those are all important skills to have. I also think, as I mentioned before, the involvement of procurement in the buying decision for any service that you may be bringing to a corporate environment, being able to be flexible and match the reason why procurement is trying to buy services in a certain way to match the buying decision of that organization, I think is really important. But again, being flexible and understanding how to match how you're selling to how a particular buyer is buying is also pretty important as well.
As an adjunct professor at a law school, how do you see the practice of law evolving?
Law is now, and I think has always been, but certainly more so now, it is a business, right? More law firms are running like a business than ever before. And I think lawyers need to understand that they're not just a service provider. They're just not an expert in legal, but they're also running a business, right? They are a business owner as a partner in a law firm, and they have to understand how to run an effective and efficient business within their law firm. And the practice of law can't exist today without technology. So whether you're a litigator or you're practicing tax law or trust and estates, you have to recognize how you can bring technology to bear for your clients. And what I try to do is really empower new lawyers to give them a taste of what they're going to be doing if they're going to be litigators in a law firm, and utilizing legal technology to help support their clients. Technology, especially legal technology, used to be this mystical thing for lawyers. And what we're trying to do, certainly at Catholic University with the eDiscovery class that I teach, is to really demystify technology, to get them experience utilizing the technology, one, so that they can be set apart from other law school graduates who are competing for the same spots on those litigation teams at those coveted law firms who are offering jobs in a crowded marketplace, but also so that they can hit the ground running and help clients and be really integral parts of case teams right after they graduate and they start at those law firms. Hopefully we can change the paradigm a little bit in legal education to include other courses around the practice of law, the business of practicing law, but also maybe other technology practices, not just e-discovery, but other use cases for technology in the practice of law as well.
This is Ari Kaplan speaking with Jamie Berry, the president of Evolver Legal Services, an e-discovery and litigation support services company. Jamie, thanks so very much.
Thanks for your time, Ari. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Reinventing Professionals podcast. Visit reinventingprofessionals.com or arikaplanadvisors.com to learn more.